Hello, and welcome to another Media Briefs episode from Media Voices. Short, sharp episodes sponsored by vendors who are working with publishers to make their businesses better. This episode, I'm speaking with Christian Sherbo. He's the CEO of Smartico, enabling more than 500 publishers worldwide to access the untapped revenue potential in digital display advertising for small and medium-sized businesses. I started our conversation by asking Christian how he came to found Smartico.
I'm Christian. I'm the CEO of Smartico, and by training, I am an aviation engineer, but by heart, I always have been a media sales enthusiast. So basically, I founded my very first company still out of university. It was basically a B2B news service about aviation safety. I did this for over 8 years and afterwards built software as a service for different newspaper publishers. And during that time, I learned that there is a huge untouched potential when it comes to advertisers. And that's usually the long tail, because it's just too much work to work the long tail. You'd rather do the big key accounts. That's big deals. That's worth doing all the key account sales. And I always thought, how can we help with technology getting those smallest advertisers into the books of the publishers in online, as much as most of the publishers already do this in print? Why does it work in print and not yet in online? So basically, that was the starting point 10 years ago.
Made that those small companies, small advertisers, they've been like the foundation for, I don't know, local, regional media, but also specialist media. Did you just find that they were being ignored online?
So what we really learned is it was two things, because a digital was harder and more complex to sell for the publishers, and also more complex and new for the advertisers to buy. It meant, like, compared to the print sales process, it just took longer, and it was then often not worth it, because compared to print, those small advertisers then even decided to make smaller budgets than they were doing in print. So a small print customer that was investing £500 in print wanted to start for £100 or £200 in online. And getting someone out there, even on the phone and definitely physically, is just too expensive for a £100 or £200 deal. And that was then the reason why many said, okay, just don't bother about them. Let's get the £5,000 key account sale in there. And for the rest, we'll use programmatic. And what we then see is with all those, maybe Google ads or anyone who's doing this programmatic ads on the publisher pages, brings in very low CPMs, but it works because we have the big key accounts. And now what we see, if we can bring on the small advertisers with a very simple product that just works and is not a lot of work, especially for the sales teams, we have a chance to increase those low CPMs from the programmatic that we would otherwise use when we don't have any key account campaigns anymore. So basically, our idea is, how can we keep the big key account campaigns, still perhaps also have a few programmatic small CPM campaigns at the end, but in the middle, we can get very good CPMs from the small advertisers if we have a simple sales model. And that's what we are basically all about.
So really, it's a volume solution. It's a way of sort of bringing together all those small accounts so that the value in total.
So absolutely, it's a volume game. I would say, what is it all about? If I look at my online inventory as the digital campaign manager, I see those big key account campaigns, I know their CPM, I know that they have tens of thousands of ad impressions that they bought, and then they have this one single campaign for programmatic from Google. And it's just one campaign, but in this one campaign that I see in my ad manager, probably there are thousands of small campaigns from all those people who are using programmatic to buy at a very low CPM on my very high quality publisher page. And that's exactly the same what we want to do, not with those global huge clients in programmatic. We are basically something like programmatic for local, because we say we want to just book one campaign. We call it then the Smart Ads campaign. And this Smart Ads campaign contains all your small long tail customers that you might have upsold from a print campaign, that you might have upsold from a social media campaign, or from whatever input source they have. And it's just one campaign, you know the CPM, and you have another big campaign besides the national programmatic, and you can really aggregate it instead of having, like, for every £100 campaign, having one single line item in your ad server. You have this one campaign instead of clunking up your whole ad server with thousands of campaigns that then finally make £10,000 at the end of a year.
One of the problems I think you've identified is in bringing these smaller local advertisers on, they just did not have materials. They didn't have advertising materials or landing pages.
This situation that I would say lots of local advertisers or small advertisers used this as an excuse to say, oh yes, I would love to do a digital banner, but currently I'm in the relaunch of my website. Currently my agency or my nephew is doing a new banner. I'll talk to you in 6 months. And then those 6 months never happen, because then there is the next thing that they come up with. But telling them, no matter what you have right now, I can use your print ad, I can use your brochure, I can use your last social media post, I can use whatever you have, and I build a banner out of it, I build a landing page out of it, you don't have to take care of that. That is like a big, big sales argument. But the second thing that we are focusing almost as much on is like giving them the right expectation management, telling them what to expect. So a lot of advertisers or small advertisers got products in the past that created very few clicks, because click rates of display ads are not that good. But really preparing them what to expect, and it's not the click rate, but rather attention times and stuff like this. This is the second very important thing. Really give them a great banner and a landing page that has a chance to get a good click rate, and then also explain them what is display ads much more than just the click rate.
In that sense, is there an education component to this in terms of, you know, talk about managing expectations, but also getting people away from that idea of, I don't know, Facebook advertising, where it's all about scale, it's all about numbers. But this is, as you say, is much more about the right people at the right time.
Absolutely. I think it's really currently the right time, because like most of those smaller advertisers made their experience with Facebook, Instagram, and Google. They had all those big promises. They tried it and they learned a few things. So the one thing that they definitely learned, it's a lot of effort that you have to put in to really make your Google or Facebook campaign successful. You have to log in there every day. You have to manage that. So having this full service of the publisher really serving it at the right spots and doing everything for you, including the creatives, is a big plus. But the second thing that most of the advertisers learned, the click rates might be good, and the clicks, you spoke of the volume game, might be a lot, but the quality is not that good. So I mean, like, I'm talking to lots of advertisers telling me about 90% plus bounce rate on their social media campaigns. And that's exactly what we do with our education, not only in terms of educating, which we always do in the beginning when we start with a publisher, educating the sales teams about it, but also educating the advertisers in terms of sending them dashboards with explanations, telling them that it is not only about the click rate, it is about the attention time and about the quality of the traffic. And what I mean with this is what we can track, because we built the banner and the landing page. We can first track the time people stay on this banner. And we are, as publishers, so much better than social media here. There are statistics out there that prove that we have less than 1 second of viewable time of a standard banner in social media. So people are scrolling through their social media feed that quickly, they don't see anything anymore. On the publisher sites, it's more than 5 seconds. With the ads that we do with the carousel, it's sometimes 7 or 8 seconds. So you get 7 or 8 times the viewability. And the second thing is, if then someone clicks, I talked about the 90% bounce rate on social media, we see that an average on our landing pages, people stay 40 or 50 seconds. And if I have all this data, I can make a totally different story compared to before. 0.1% click rate, dear advertiser, did you like the product? And he will probably say, no, I didn't. Compared to telling them, look, we have 7 seconds of average time people watch your banner compared to 1 second in social media. We have 40 seconds of people staying on your landing page. Those 25, 35, 100 people that clicked your landing page, they stayed an average 40 seconds. That makes whatever 50 minutes of time that people watched your landing page. That's a much better story than going via the click rates. That's what we do, building always those visual dashboards to educate the advertiser, because often they were just told by Google, it's just a click that counts. And it's not just a click. If I would be Google, I would tell that as well, because if I have a gazillion clicks out there, of course I tell clicks is everything that counts. But what we have as publishers is quality, and we just need to find a way how to prove that. That's what we try to help with Smart Ads.
One of the things we haven't talked about is how you use AI. Obviously that is huge, right? How does that fit in with what you're doing?
So AI is pretty much at the core of everything that we are doing right now. So we're doing a lot of stuff with AI and improving the existing technology that we have. So that's the one thing that we do with AI. The other thing which we are very firm believers is that we don't want to have artificial intelligence on its own. We always have it as a co-piloted model. So what we do, where we work extremely hard on, is like making those banner ads and landing pages even better. So can we find even better materials? Can we create images for an advertiser that he or she didn't have before? Can we find more materials online? Can we build a better about us text? Can we build a better call to action? Can we build better slogans than they had before? So that's something we built in to our technology. And when I say co-piloted, all of what we do at Smart Ads is always a full service model for the publisher. So basically the publisher just buys basically Smart Ads, and then he gets everything done. So he uploads whatever, maybe a print PDF or the link to a social media post, and he receives the full banner plus landing page plus reporting from us. And we in the background do this with technology, AI, and human touch. That's what we are always doing, and trying to improve not only the creation of the banners, but also the serving of the banners. So at what point, where can I serve better ads? Yeah. Things like contextual targeting is a big thing for us, especially now with third-party cookies disappearing, and which I also think is a big chance or opportunity for publishers once again, because we have all this context. We can really serve the right, not only key account, but once again, also long tail ads. And that's where we are working on, working it very hard.
Do you see this sort of approach as a way for publishers to come away from broader market programmatic, which I heard described the other day as a 2-decade failed experiment?
So, to be honest, I'm not a big fan of programmatic, so I would probably agree with your assessment there. So my feeling is that programmatic makes total sense if you have a few last 1,000 ad impressions that you couldn't sell directly. Then let's take those few 1,000 ad impressions and give them to programmatic. So instead of having zero pound CPM, you at least have those 1, 2, or 3 that you have. But it can't be the core strategy. And I know advertisers or publishers that almost have 80% on programmatic, and that is not enough to finance quality journalism. And we build up, and it forces us to build up even bigger audiences with even less relevant content to the audiences, because we try to get all the traffic from the search engines in order to have more traffic that we then can sell at this low CPMs that we have in programmatic. So my clear vision would be there must be 3 components to every publisher's ad strategy or ad buckets where they get the revenue from. So the first is, of course, the directly sold key accounts. It might be also via partners, the national campaigns that they sold. And then the second thing should really be, and this is then in between the programmatic and before the programmatic campaigns, it should be those small advertisers, because there is a reason we have the small advertisers also in print, because they pay relevant money, and they are not only relevant revenue drivers, they are also relevant reading material, because people buy often, especially in regional newspapers, those magazines because of the contents that advertisers put out there, because they are advertising certain events and stuff. So I think that should be the second bucket, where you have your campaigns. Programmatic has a reason, because you can't sell everything, and sometimes you get some strange traffic, whatever, from foreign countries that you can't sell in your region for local advertisers or for your advertisers. But for the core, it needs to have your directly sold campaigns. And the beauty of programmatic always has been that it felt for lots of publishers like automatic sales, because you don't have to sell it really. It's just coming onto your page somehow. And that's the same what we try to replicate with those local long tail advertisers. It needs to be automatic sales because you can bundle it, you can have very simple telesales models, and you just sell hundreds of those ads, and you don't have to care about the ad operations in the background, the creation process in the background. It's all happening automatic. So it's a little bit of programmatic for small advertisers.
Thanks so much to Christian for speaking with me. If you would like to know more about Smartico's smart ad solution and arrange a free demo, please email Christian on cs@smartico.one. That's cs@smartico.one. And if you want more from Media Voices, go to voices.media and check out our archive of almost 300 podcast episodes, or sign up for our daily Media Roundup newsletter.